Welcome to Morning Prayer, produced 5 days a week by the Diocese of Worcester, in collaboration with WTAG. I'm David Evans, your host this week from Second Church of Christ, Scientist, Worcester. The triumph of good over evil is a major theme of the Star Wars movies, as the release of another installment last month reminds us. This triumph is accomplished by plugging into a force that's always with us. Unfortunately, good didn't seem to defeat evil in the life of Carrie Fisher, who played Princess Leia in Star Wars films and who battled mental illness throughout her life. But as we've seen on Morning Prayer this week, the Bible reveals that there is a force, one that's always with us, that does enable good to triumph over evil, even when the evil is mental illness. That force is the power of good we associate with God. Well, December brought Fisher's untimely death, it also brought Christmas. And the idea of Emmanuel, or God with us, is central to Christmas. This God and the good we associate with him don't come and go. They're a constant presence, a constant force active in our lives. They guide our thoughts. They comfort us. They can confront and dispel any thoughts of confusion, anger, depression, or despair. They let us know we're not at the mercy of evil, even if that evil seems to be deeply embedded in our thoughts. Those thoughts aren't really ours or us, and they can be defeated. The Bible provides a fitting summary with this verse. "I know the thoughts that I think toward you, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace, and not of evil, to give you an expected end." May we all find ourselves encompassed in those thoughts and the expected result of good. Amen.